Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House this morning. I'm so glad that you decided to join me this morning. I will admit I'm a little tired and not so lively at the moment, but maybe before the show is out, I will definitely liven up. Oh my goodness, excuse me. Let me take a drink right quick. I swallowed wrong. Anyway, I do hope that you're doing well. I am actually doing okay. I'm just really, really kind of tired. I went out with my my brother-in-law last night and had a great time with him. And oh my goodness, I really, really swallowed wrong. I apologize for that. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. But you know, welcome. Come in, sit down. You know, Let's have some conversation. You know, it's been a while since I've actually opened up and offered to open up the phone lines for an artist or creative soul or even small business owner to call in and promote who they are and what they do. So I'm going to offer that out today. I need to get back into that habit because that's kind of like the purpose of this show. So the call-in number is 347-857-1189. You're welcome to call in and tell us about, again, who you are and what you do. Otherwise, you're going to hear stories about what's going on with me to my thoughts around, you know, certain subjects. And, you know, I'm pretty opinionated, you know, but I think that it's okay at this age. I'm 53 years old, you know. I've lived some life. I've experienced some things. And, of course, it all comes down to a matter of perspective. A matter of opinion, and, you know, the things that I have experienced in life. And so I like sharing. And the reason why I like sharing is because some of these conversations and subjects need to be heard. How many times do we have them privately? And we wonder why people don't change, right? And we have that, we say that in the conversation, but the reason why is because there aren't very many people who really will put it out in people's faces. Man, you really need to stop. You need to think. You know, you need to own your own stuff. Stop blaming others. Change your circumstances. Too many times I think we poo-poo people, you know, for things that they put themselves in or how they think or changes that they're not willing to step up and make for themselves. And so that's kind of maybe the direction that I want to go today when it comes to topics and my own stories. And I'm willing to share my own stories because by no means am I perfect. And on the whole, but I think because of my foundation and structure that I came from my parents and from my godmother and my upbringing, my environment. You know, I'm a researcher, so I want to understand things. I want to understand people. And so just kind of doing that studying, sitting back and just watching, you can learn so much. And so I just, you know, I like to just share with you in hopes that maybe you get something out of what it is that I'm talking about. And I hope that you honestly do. But, you know, it's Saturday. Daddy hasn't gotten up yet. I accidentally hit the button on the coffee maker to make the coffee already. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, so hopefully he's going to get up soon. I know there's that warmer thing. And hopefully it stays, you know, warm enough. Otherwise, we're going to have to nuke the coffee before, you know. But I hope it stays warm enough by the time that he actually gets up. So you know the routine. If I'm listening for my daddy, then you're going to hear a bunch of music. Once daddy is up, has his breakfast, his coffee, his medicine, we are good to go together, okay? But again, thank you so much for joining me here at the coffee house today. Now let me join. What direction do I want to go? So I opened up with Toni Hill. She's one of my favorite Northwest artists. She's actually out of Portland, Oregon, but she's down in Vegas right now. And I played her piece, Coffee Shop. Go Google Toni Hill. Amazing voice. Go check out her video for Coffee Shop. That's really, in a sense, my way that, you know, really introduced myself to her. And started, you know, a form of communication online with her. I've never met her in person, but several of the artists in Seattle have worked with her on projects, and so I've always known of her. I've always followed her, but Coffee Shop was kind of my opening and introduction to her because, you know what? I owned a coffee house. Flavor Coffee House. So welcome, sit down, relax, and let's just kick back together. I'm going to play a piece called Puppet by Noelle Gordien.
Oh, can't help it when my hands caress your skin. And I can't help it when my arms just pull you in. Girl, I can't help it when my fingers run through your hair. And I can't help it when my lips try to kiss you there. I can't help myself. Drips down your neck like that. I can't help it that my ears love when you call my name. And I can't help it that my eyes want to see everything.
Baby, I'm like a puppy on the strings of love. sits alone, the end of a table, much too big for one. Once there were parties, the glasses and chairs were full. Now the glamour's gone, nothing but time to build a case for regret, nothing but time for gin and cigarettes. With each skip of the record, long forgotten dreams, music that plays as a soundtrack throughout her life, keeps her company. Smoking cigarettes. Smoking cigarettes. Children grow and leave, they tell you your best has left them. Past her window, through the smoke her eyes burn, even though life clipped her wings oh so long ago. Still the heart
cigarettes. still can't believe that you even exist. After all this time, I've been single for so long. You say such sweet things to me. I never even imagined that love could be like this. And I'm so grateful. That I'm so very grateful to have you in my life. I just wanna show you, you make me feel like I'm floating on air. It's everywhere I breathe, and you can see it on my face. So tell me that right here is where you always want to be.
Let me fulfill your heart's desire and feel my love floating all around you. I wanna show you how much I adore you. Let me hold you, say I love you while I'm growing.
To God for you, made a wish on this love of mine, but then you came better than I imagined. Just wanna love you for a long, long time. Don't ever doubt the fact that I love you. It's as sure as the sun will shine. It's you for me, it's me for you. We'll be together and in love for a long, long time.
Can't do without you. That's when all the good times that I had as a child. playground and it took care of its own. Lessons that we learned as kids kept up when we got grown. Now times change and you see it's just a novel feed. Let's come together and make a change, our top priority.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Blava. And in this last set, I played Noel Gordine with his piece Puppet, going into Jeff Lofton with Booze Bounce, and then Shoshana Bean with Gin and Cigarettes, and then my girl Raj Jhulari with Open Air, and closing out that set with Bashari Assad with Looking Back. I hope that you're doing well. Taking that little break, playing you some music, getting myself together, getting my daddy together. I'm feeling much better now. Daddy's all settled. He's got his coffee and his breakfast going. So now you've got all of my attention. This is just how it's done at the coffee house on Saturdays. You know, got to handle my business here at home and, you know, handle my business for you. So come in, sit down, relax. If you pay attention to this particular show, you know that you never know what I might talk about. Well, and you may not know who might even call into the show or what music I'm going to play. And so I love having this opportunity to share some amazing independent artists from around the world with you here on Flava Marlex Radio. And, you know, I just keep it real. I posted up a post last week, and it's so funny because one of my mentor friends responded. I mean, several people responded on this particular post, but I said, you know, there are people that are reaching out to me that we don't have it like that for them to ask me a favor. We are not connected. We do not communicate, not even on Facebook or Twitter or, you know, we don't talk on the phone, anything, and they're asking me favors. And the bottom line is they're not even people I support in what they do. You know, we're not connected. And so I just don't think that it's right for somebody to want a favor from someone when they're not connected. I think that you have to be connected to someone. Doesn't mean that you have to have a personal connection with them, but you have to communicate. You have to have a reason why you feel that you have the right to reach out to them and say, hey, will you do this, you know, for me. I spent a lot of time, you know, building relationships and my connections. And it's not to say that I'm not willing to share that, but I'm only going to share that with people, you know, that I am connected to. I'm not going to forward you things or people that I've been involved with so it makes your job easier. I'm just not. And so my mentor was like, well, can always expect Lady Flava to keep it real. And I just do. And sometimes I don't even realize that's what I'm doing, you know, but I'm just kind of honest. And it's like, if nobody puts that information out there, how are people going to know? These are not even really people I'm connected to the point that I should say to them, you really don't have grounds to connect with me and ask me that favor. You know, so I kind of put a blanketed, you know, post out, since sometimes maybe it appears that they're following me. I don't know. I don't even know if they're following me and what I do, you know, because, again, we don't communicate. And so, you know, when you want to connect with someone, build a relationship, find out what it is that they do. You know, a lot of the connections that I have, I sat back and I watched. And then I said, maybe I have something that I can offer them, and they have something they can offer me. So how can I build a win-win relationship? And to be honest with you, the relationships that I have now with several of the industry people is because I support who they are and what they do. So I'll repost for them and their artists or whatever it is. I show them support because I see a value in them. And sometimes when you show support to somebody who has a value, they'll recognize that and in return appreciate it and support you too in return. There's something there that will connect you, that will connect you to them. And then that relationship is built, you know. So really, really think about that. Also, I'm going to say step outside of your box. I posted up yesterday, you know, if you put yourself inside a box. And I say that because, I mean, really, really think about that. You're limiting your walls. You're limiting your space. You're limiting your capabilities. Sometimes I really do think that you have to step outside of your box. Too many of us in this industry stick with the same people. Now, did those people get you to the next level and where you're going? You at some point are going to have to step outside of that and introduce yourself and your art, your creations, your business to someone else who is not in your circle. You have to step outside of your city sometimes. You have to step outside of your normal networks. Now tell me this. Why do authors promote their books to other authors? Authors are not going to buy your books. If they buy it, it's because they're showing support, because they like you. And then they want you to buy their book in return. Now, are those the people that you want to do a book review on you? Well, they go give you a good book review because they want a good book review from you too, right? Authors, you need to find the people that love books, who read. You need to go to those book circles. You need to, you know, go to book clubs. You need to go to those places where people read books, you know. And then you need to kind of in your own way build a relationship in hopes that they'll spread the word if they love your book, in hopes that maybe they even become a cheerleader for you and they help promote your book. And so, you know, really think about that. I have never understood that about authors, why they promote to other authors. I just don't understand that at all. Now, I will say when it comes to music, there are some times when artists, just depending on how secure they are with themselves, they'll support each other when it comes to music. Not always, but I see it a little bit more in the music community, in buying other artists' music and supporting them if they appreciate what that artist has to bring to the table. But at that point, that's somebody who I believe that's really secure with what they are doing. I know that when it comes to being in this industry, you gotta get that spotlight on yourself, right? You just do. You know, unless you're just, you know, one that's just kind of doing it for fun. But even people who do it for fun, they kind of like that spotlight on themselves. If you're a spoken word artist and you go to open mics and perform, you know, you like that moment when you're on the stage or, you know, in front of the audience that's there and, you know, performing your piece, especially if you get a great reaction to it. There's nothing more to be fueled than by people giving you a reaction to it that makes you feel like, I did a good job. This is my favorite show. Well, you know, all of them are my favorite shows, but this is my favorite show, and for many reasons, because it helps keep my Baby Flava Coffee House alive, even though it's online, not a physical building anymore. But guess what? It's the number one radio show I do on Flava Marlex Radio. I don't know if it's because people like to hear me talk and the subjects I bring up. They like the music that I play. Maybe it's a combination of it all, but this is the number one radio show that I do. And it's on the day where things are crazy here in my home, taking care of my dad. Last weekend I had my grandchild. You know, the cats could be jumping. You know, the dog could be barking. You know, anything might happen, you know, when I do the coffee house show. But it's the number one show, so I love coming here and doing it. And it fuels me when I see those numbers go up and up and up. And it and the numbers do go up and up and up when it comes, you know, to on a weekly basis, you know, doing this show. And actually all of my shows, the numbers are going up. So I thank everyone who comes out and supports my shows. But the thing is I do want you to understand and recognize is that, you know, there's a way of doing things. I'm not going to say that there's any certain way of maneuvering in this industry. I just know what has seems to be working for me. But I think that you do need to step outside of your comfort zone. Step outside of your box. Explore your creative soul, right? Explore creative ways that you can expand and really honestly take things to the next level. So, guess what? I'm going to jump into some more music. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Flava Coffee House today. And I'm going to play Michael Wassman, Still Holding On.
Sirens wailing, people gather round. It's a disaster. Another man gone down. Didn't know what hit him. He thought the coast was clear. Blindsided in the night. He didn't check the rearview mirror. I'm spinning out of control. Can't
thought that the dream would never be reality. The greatness of you.
And now you got me wanting
something new. Took a long time, this thing is official now. Baby, you got me wide open. Thinking the next time would be different.
Thinking I'm always coming up short.
That's when I decided to let go.
Ooh.
And that's when,
like an old friend,
you walked right into my door.
And
the greatness of you, babe.
And now you got me wanting
something. Took a long time, this thing is official now. Baby, you got me wide open.
Close, I'll keep you warm. in a dream. Bring it to me, my baby. We'll play in the sand. You're my woman, I'm your man.
Good morning again, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I know it's afternoon somewhere, especially out there on the East Coast and all, but you know what? It's still morning here in Seattle and Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast, Pacific Northwest, all that good stuff. It's still morning here, so I'm going to say good morning, okay? In this last set, I played Michael Wassman. He's up here in the Pacific Northwest with his piece, Still Holding On, going into Nikki Wade. She was from the Pacific Northwest. She's down in the ATL now with her piece, Steel. Then my boy, Morris Allen, he's out of Arizona with his piece, Ready for Love, going into Paris Escobedo with his piece, Eden. Paris is my buddy. You know, he's getting his exercise on down there in the Bay, and I'm, you know, working out and trying to get back into shape, too. And so I really enjoy, you know, the encouragement, you know, that he gives me and we give each other. I think that's a beautiful thing. So anyway, let me talk about that in a minute. And then Walter Finch. I played Never Be Lonely. Walter Finch, that's my buddy. That is, you know, I hardly see him unless I'm able to get out and see him perform live and stuff, you know. But have you ever met a person that just gives you the best hugs? But not only the best hugs, the hug that makes you feel like you matter. That's Walter Finch. I just feel so loved and respected every time that I see him, and I have such great admiration for he and his talents and his beautiful, beautiful spirit. So shout out to Walter Finch, because, yeah, he just makes my heart sing. I used to play his music at Flavor Coffee House. This was years before I ever met him in person, you know. But when I met him in person, it just took his music to a different level for me. And, you know, when you have that opportunity to meet an amazing, talented person, to me, the art means more, I'm going to say this, disclaimer, especially if the art is wonderful. There are some beautiful, beautiful people out there, and I don't like their art. I don't like what they do. I just don't, right? Doesn't take away from them being great people. That's really hard, to like a person but not like their art. That's really, really hard. So anyway, you know, it's a beautiful thing for me to be able to play artists that are right here in my hometown of Seattle, Washington, or out here in this area of the Pacific Northwest. There's some great talents here, and I think that, honestly, I just need to be honest. My goal is really to help be instrumental for some of the artists from the Pacific Northwest to be heard and recognized, you know, and experienced. Also, I want to be able to bring artists here to the Pacific Northwest. This is a great place. We've got some great venues. It is beautiful here in Seattle. We really are in an amazing setting. It's very, very diverse, you know, and I think we limit ourselves up here more than this environment limiting us. And that's where, you know, I really, really think about, you know, changing our mindsets, stepping outside of the box, and how we stop ourselves from growing. And so I do want to be, I'm not going to lie, I want to be instrumental in making some things happen right here in my hometown, because I do recognize the talents. And there are people reaching out to me. Man, this past week, I've had 3 people reach out to me about wanting to come to Seattle for a variety of things, not just music. And I'm working on trying to make that happen. And I want to do more. I really want to do more when it comes to that. And so I want to talk about, you know, the power of the words that we use. This is something I'm really working on. I am not there yet. But even like when I had dinner with Rambo last night, you know, and he's all physically fit, but you know, he's been doing it at least 30 years, you know, of his life. He's getting ready to turn 49. So, you know, he's been doing it for a long time, so it's a way of life for him to have the ripples and everything, you know, the just very distinct muscles. on his body, that didn't happen overnight. And it's something he works really, really hard at, and he works, his diet is a way of life. It's not a matter of forcing himself to eat a certain way. I mean, even when he was young and going through the police academy and lived with the girls and I, you know, he started that regimen. He got us on it. You know, it's easy when you live with someone to eat a certain way, because is it an encouragement? I think it's that, but also it's kind of like, man, if I eat something else, you know, Dee's going to say something. But and that's a good thing. And so, you know, but he talked to me about some of the words that I use when I talked about, you know, where I am with my body and my physical fitness and stuff. And he's like, sis, you need to not think that direction. You know, you are working out. You are doing great things. I'm so very proud of you. And you're going to get there. You know, so you need to think positive. You need to use certain words, because those words that you're using, in a sense, sound like you don't believe that you'll get there, like you're defeated or, you know, whatever. And so I thought about that as I went to sleep last night. And, you know, I don't consider myself a religious person per se, even though my daddy's a Baptist minister, but I do consider myself a spiritual person, and I do believe in God and a higher power, you know, so, but I love Joel Osteen. I really, really do. So I have been finding myself listening to him when I wake up in the morning and when I go to sleep at night lately. You know, I do the meditation and prayer thing, but I've been listening to some of his messages because it just makes sense. They make sense to me. And he, too, in a message I listened to last night before I went to bed, and I re-listened to it this morning, talked about the words that we use and the importance and of the words and being able to project it out there and claim what it is, you know. And so, you know, saying, I am going to get healthy, not saying I'm trying. Say, I'm going to get healthy. I am going to do these things. And, you know, I think that's a way of bringing that message into my own world, you know, in my conversation with Rambo and listening to Joel Osteen and just kind of paying attention. You know, what are my own roadblocks? Because I'm very, very blessed. I'm going to be honest. I'm very blessed right now. Doors are opening up for me left and right. The people and the caliber of people that are reaching out to me and wanting to work on some projects and stuff, very, very different. And the beautiful thing is they're all like, Flava, do this. You can make some money off of working with me, you know, and doing this, you know, whatever. And I'm like, it's a very different type of conversation. It's not like, Flava, if we make money, you make money, or, you know, whatever. It's there are people now who have money, who are making money from what they're doing, reaching out and saying, hey, you know, let's do this. Let's make money together. So it's not that blessings are being blocked right now, but I want those blessings to continue, because in those blessings coming my way, it allows me to be able to bless other people. And it allows me to build relationships, solid relationships, and have more capabilities than what I have today. I've got dreams and goals, you know, as being Lady Flava and as being Susan. And I know I need to continue working on me and getting healthier and understanding why I put certain walls up when it comes to things in my life. And how do I change those terms and words and phrases that I use, and make it project more to be something positive. And so as I do that, I hope that I can encourage you to really think about that too. What type of phrases are you saying that, in a sense, is blocking you from moving forward? We got to stop trying. We got to believe we can. But, of course, there's always the try in there, right? Because if we don't try, we just don't know if we can achieve. So, of course, there's always that try. But I think that we also, when we embark on something, a project, a relationship, a change in life, we've got to believe that we're going to succeed at that and that set ourselves up for failure, in a sense, just because of how we look at it and approach it. So, you know, good things to really, really think about. But as always, I so appreciate you stopping by and hanging out with me, either whether you listen to the show live or in the archives, because this is how I do it every Saturday. You know, it's a hit or miss, you know, with what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to play, what kind of direction I might go, and maybe even who might call in. So I'm going to throw the number out there again. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. So if you have a product that you would like to promote, if you are a small business owner, if you are an artist that got something going on, you want to make your introductions to the listeners of Flava Marlux Radio and Flava Coffee House, please feel free to call in, and I would love to talk with you. Or, you know what, if you want to feed off of, you know, subjects that I'm throwing out today, we can definitely do that too. I want to take you over to Switzerland. This is one of my very, very favorite artist, but you know what? He's also my friend. I love him so very, very much. This is Chameleon with My Shining Lights.
Deep inside your soul, I contemplate the child who's so ready to achieve and so eager to receive. Can't give up on you, just remember what I said and all those wholesome words that you've laid up in your head. It's been worthwhile, the time that I've spent with you. Baby, look what life has sent to you. And remember to hold on, never for one moment should you think that I've forgotten you. The hateful and the rotten crew will pay for what they've done. Oh, I'm still by your side and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the weekend, cause you're all my shining light. You're all my shining light. They'll all reap what they've sown, so they take it for a joke right now. I'm planted like an oak right now, but that's the way I've grown. Our love will stay so true, he'll see you through and through. Ever lean upon his name and he'll show you what to do. It's been worthwhile, the time that I've spent with you. Baby, look what life has sent to you. And remember to hold on, never for one moment should you think that I've forgotten you. The hateful and the rotten crew will pay for what they've done. Oh, I'm still by your side and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. I'm still by your side and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. You're all my shining light. Oh.
I'm
That I played my friend Chameleon all the way over there in Switzerland with his piece, My Shining Light, going into my business partner and my friend, Mark Van Claggett, with Someone to Love You. And by the way, Mark Van Claggett is co-owner of Flava Marlex Radio. He's the Marlex of the Flava Marlex. And so, yeah, shout out to my dear business partner and best friend. And then going into Valvin Roan with Come With Me, and then Paris Toon, he's another one of my buddies, my friends, my industry colleagues, putting out some amazing music down there in Arizona with his piece Love, Temptation, Insanity, featuring I.M. Jones, the Mother's Favorite Child, going into Andrea Desmond of Spectra Records, Spectra Music Group, with her piece Run. I'm really excited because this Thursday, my girlfriend, Sandra and I are going to go to Andrea's show at the Showbox. So if you don't know about it, I just posted it on Facebook of here in Seattle. I think this is going to be an amazing night. I'm really excited about actually finally meeting her and, you know, meeting my first Spectra artist. You know, I'm really excited about that. Of course, I'll be taking my video camera and my camera and, you know, documenting this experience. I know it's going to be wonderful, but yeah, so if you're in Seattle, come meet Sandra and I out as we experience Andrea Desmond along with some other amazing talents that night at the Showbox. I hope you're doing well. I'm getting sleepy. I'm going to be honest. I think my night out with Rambo is starting to really catch up with me, and I'm starting to get sleepy, but it was good. You know, I love spending time with people that we can laugh. We can even get mad and cry and, you know, think about life, process life together. You know, life's not fair. You know, so we got to figure this out, how to maneuver through it, right? And sometimes you just need a best friend. I'm really, really blessed that out of my marriage to my ex-husband, I got a beautiful daughter, my daughter Brittany, and my brother-in-law Rambo, you know. And he and I have long history, you know, 30-year history. And I'm really blessed. I'm really, really blessed that he loves me, you know, and he loves my children and my grandchildren. And, you know, we all need somebody like that. And sometimes our own stubbornness can get in the way of why relationships break down. There's nothing out there that's perfect. If you're looking for perfect, I'm sorry, you've set yourself up for failure, because there is nothing out there that is perfect. And I'm growing into understanding that and embracing that. It was before that I would shut doors and walk away from people. Now I try to look at situations and define what it is that works for me and what doesn't and why and what am I doing that's getting in the way of it really, really growing into what it is supposed to be. And so I am a work in progress, and I like to share it here, especially the coffee house and the morning coffee with flavor. I'm not perfect, and none of you are either, but we can grow to be better and, you know, not be our own worst enemies. You know, we talk a lot about other people, you know, doing certain things to us. Well, for, you know, first of all, they can't do anything we don't let them do, right? But second, we can also look at our own selves and see what we are bringing to the table when it comes to those situations too. And none of us are perfect. I should hope that you don't want to stay the same. I really hope that every day you are learning and growing to be better. Because I'm not going to sit here and say that you should accept me for who I am, because I'm going to change. There are certain things about me that will stay the same, of course, but there are other things that are not. You know, things are going to always evolve with me. I'm going to get better. From the first time that I started on the radio in 2009, I'm very different. How I approach listening to music since those days is very, very different. What I'm exposed to now compared to then is very, very different. So that part of my life is different, just like me talking about health and fitness. You know, I'm taking that really, really serious and blessed to go to the gym with my daughter and my son and have that support and to have Rambo as my health and fitness coach. You know, so that's something very different for me, to work on my physical health and well-being. And so I'm always evolving. So you should always want to evolve too. There are always things that we can perfect about ourselves. Always. Oh my goodness, there's only 15 minutes left in the show. So you know what? Let me jump back into playing some more music. I love this song. I just really do. And I hope one day I'll get to California and meet this gentleman and his friends. His name is Michael Walker. He is signed to Spectra Jazz. And this piece is called Sweet Swag, featuring Mr. Earl T. Harris.
Girl, I got that sweet swag. I said I got that sweet swag. Can't nobody touch me higher than anybody should be. Said I got that sweet swag. I'm slicker than any oil. Girl, my swag is royal. I got that sweet swag. I'm smooth as buttercream, swag like a dream that's come true. I said I got the sweet swag. Yeah.
from the glasses. I make you take off your glasses.
Cause I got this way.
Touch me right there.
I'll make you fall in love with me.
me right.
To touch me right.
Touch me right.
Touch me right.
Thank you.
All right, we've come to the another end of Flava Coffee House. I hope you enjoyed the music that I played today. I hope that you enjoyed the topics that I talked about. Closing out today's show was Michael Walker with Sweet Swag, featuring Earl T. Harris, going into Nichelle Colvin with Touch Me, right? And then closing out today's show was DeMaurice and Armageddon, Hear My Cry. I have to say something about DeMaurice. I have not met him yet, but he's up here in the Pacific Northwest. He's one of the lead singers of Kalimba, the tribute, and they are one of the most known or highly recognized around the world of the Earth, Wind, and Fire tribute groups. So one of these days, I am going to get out to experience that. I've heard that they're very good. Mark was like, you need to see them. If you've not seen them, you need to see them. So I'm definitely going to do that. But I thank you all for tuning in today. I hope that you have a great, great Saturday, a blessed rest of the weekend, and come back and join me every Saturday here at the Coffee House. Take care. Bye-bye.